Robin, Sunday marks a year since the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. As we know, protests erupted around the country after that shooting and the decision by the county prosecutor not to file charges against the white police officer, Darren Wilson, in the case. And one thing protesters have called for is wider adoption of police body cameras to monitor interactions with the public. In Ohio, after a University of Cincinnati police officer was indicted for shooting a black motorist during a traffic stop, it increased the pressure to require body cams on Cincinnati police officers. Here's the police chief there, Jeffrey Blackwell, at a press conference last week.
We have begun the necessary legwork to bring a body camera program here. We have already done the wear test, and we have done all of the really heavy lifting.
So that's in Cincinnati. Here in Boston, the city council is considering an ordinance to equip police officers with body cameras. Dolores Handy of Here and Now contributor WBUR was at a hearing yesterday and has our story.
The Boston City Council chambers were packed last night. It was City Councilor Charles Yancey who introduced the proposed ordinance. He says the use of body cameras will increase trust and transparency between police and the public.
A lot is at stake, because we cannot have a safe community if we do not have a police department that respects the community and a community that respects the police.
According to the American Civil Liberties Union, as many as 30% of the nation's 17,000 police agencies already use body cameras. Carol Rose is executive director of the ACLU of Massachusetts.
We should be a leader on this. We are the hub of innovation. We are Boston strong. But we have the information, we have the evidence to act. We don't have to wait for another killing to do the right thing.
Shagun Idowa agrees. He's with the Boston Police Camera Action Team and helped draft the proposal.
What we have presented here today is not the solution, but it is a solution, part of a larger set of measures that this council should consider in eradicating the continued bias and lack of trust that we experience in this city every day.
Boston's police commissioner, Bill Evans, says he has studied the body cam issue extensively, and he and Mayor Marty Walsh are keeping an open mind on their use.
You know, we're open to the idea of giving it a try. We just want to get it right when we do it.
Evans says he and the mayor are looking into the feasibility of a pilot program. But the police commissioner says his focus now is on building trust with city residents. Evans is concerned body cameras could undermine that effort by discouraging people from coming forward with information about crimes if they think they're being recorded.
A device on someone's lapel is not going to solve the historical bad relationship between the African-American community and the police.
It's estimated that it will cost $2.5 million to purchase the cameras for the city's 2,000-plus police officers and about the same amount each year to operate the video data system. But city councilors were told that over the past decade, Boston has paid over $38 million to settle lawsuits in cases stemming from complaints against police. Lawsuits some attending last night's city council hearing say could have been avoided with the use of body cameras. For Here and Now, I'm Dolores Handy in Boston.